so we learn through play. Kufunza akili twatumia michezo, eh, kutunza akili twatumia michezo, eh, kukuza akili twatumia michezo, eh, kufunza akili twatumia twatumia, eh, kufunza akili twatumia michezo, eh, kutunza akili twatumia michezo, eh, kukuza akili twatumia michezo, eh, kufunza akili twatumia twatumia.
Hi, my name is Abu Numan, and I will be guiding you through this Learning Through Play audio course. This course is for any pre-primary or primary teacher who wants to learn how to use playful learning in their classroom to help their students learn. This is an audio-only course, so all you need to do is download the episodes and listen wherever you are.
And so we learn through play.
Hello, and welcome to the Learning Through Play audio course. Today, we got into conversation with teacher Rashida. She will take us through her playful learning activity as we delve into her perspective on how play is transforming the lives of children and improving their ability to learn better. We also get to hear what prompted teacher Rashida to design and develop the FUN initiatives, what locally available resources she uses, the effectiveness of playful activity, and how you can implement the same in your classroom.
And so we learn through play.
I'm Love Kenya Rashida Chigundu. This is a teacher by profession, and I've served a period of years in a teaching fraternity, and I'm working as a senior woman teacher of Bina Islamic Primary School, a class teacher, project teacher, a literacy teacher. I'm an all-round teacher who can teach all subjects. And I'm a teacher representative on PTA. How that's me. Being that it's a UPE school, Universal Primary Education, I don't have a specific age. I accommodate from 9 to whichever age. That's why this day we change to calling them pupils. We are calling them learners, despite of their ages. I'm calling for your attention. Hush.
Hush.
Make a circle. Make a
circle.
Make a circle. A big circle. A big
circle.
Us. Yeah, there. Stand at ease. Attention. Start at ease. Let your friend's arm stay attention. At ease. Attention. Just lend me your ears. I'm tall, with a long neck. I can reach the tree. I have a spotted body. Eh? What am I? All of you?
Yeah.
All of you?
Yeah.
I eat other animals. I'm very fast. I have spotted body, spotted on my body. What am I? What am I? Shanita? Shanita? Thank you for trying another trial. Mariam. Clap for Mariam. I eat bones. I keep people at night and I... All of you, what is it? Night dancer, who is that one? Thank you very much. But it is, it's a night dancer. Her ass, that is her view. We have to respect her view. Then you go to another one?
Yeah.
Another one, the last one. I make my path white behind me while I'm moving. What am I? I hate callers' answers. Put up your hand, please. You know, give it me in Uganda. Wanji? Who knows that thing in English? Thank you very much. That's what I want. I want a person to express your view so that we collect you. Now tell us that one in English.
Snake.
How do you call it?
Snake.
How do you call it?
Snake.
That boy goes to class. Morning, when I come to school as a teacher, I open my classroom. After opening my classroom, I stand by the doorway to observe everyone who's entry within the classroom setting. One, I need them to greet me. Two, I observe how they come at school. Three, let leave alone the ones who come late. Three, at least to create in them a sense of communication among people around. You know, they always meet an askari. And observing whoever who doesn't greet an askari, who is a very vital person on the gate there, and even I advise them, go back and greet that person whom you have bypassed before you greet me. Then we have like a short prayer within a classroom setting. Then I tell them that you are going to for the morning circle. That morning circle activity is done there. One, to make children greet one another. As a policy, you know, that so and so is, even to know themselves by their face, by their names. After that, again in the morning circle, to make a recap of what we did the other day, the previous day, the past day. Teacher, I learned this. How do I do that? I always go with the balls. Whoever whom I throw a ball to, you are the one to tell me. And I tell them, please pay attention and be steady to grip the ball. If he bypasses you, that means you are not attention. I throw the ball to another person like that, attracting their attention, their steadiness, and their activeness, and even their confidence to speak up. You have seen some are shy, some are just reserved, to encourage them in that. After the morning circle, again, I ask them things they interact with, what have they met on the way, that kind, within the morning circle setting. After, we play some activities to boost up our minds, our bodies, our brain. Then from the class, again, greet them, and we begin up our lesson. Maybe with a rhyme, making them to enjoy, knowing that we are back to class. Then we drive forward our lesson.
For the ball that you use, were you the one that made it?
One is me who made it. The other one, I had them. You know, these children have been putting me on pressure, especially my children in my class. So I bought some, those two you saw. I always go on. Times I could even mobilize them. People, you see, we don't have a ball. We need is this. Teacher, I'll bring 100. Let us mobilize. That kind of community work within classroom setting. Every day we raise 100. When it is at the total, you come transparency. When it we now raise it, but we do a buy a ball. And that balls were bought by this one, so in P5 by the time when they were in P4.
And so we learn through play.
I also teach sounds of letters. Which word is this?
A.
Which word is this?
A.
Uh-huh.
A.
Eh?
A.
Eh?
A.
Mm-hmm.
With the action.
Mm. Eh? Mm? Mm? Let us make actions for these ones. Uh-huh.
A.
Eh?
A.
Huh?
A.
Mm-hmm. Mm? 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 Again? Mm-hmm. Once upon time.
Time.
Another time, I'm going to ask you questions about this. Some children are staying on the farm. In the morning, they feed the hens and collect the eggs for breakfast. They take the eggs back to the kitchen and give them to the farmer's
wife.
Why do they give the farmer's wife the eggs after collecting them from the what? From the farm? Stand up and you tell me. You have an answer, please. Don't feel shy.
To fry them.
That's good. She cracks the egg. To open on one side of the pan. And the egg says?
Egg.
The egg says?
Egg.
The egg says?
Egg.
Is that clear? That is what we saw. Our sound called what?
Egg.
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 Mm-hmm. Now, if you have heard my story, who are the people who collected the eggs from the farm?
The children who were at the farm.
The children who were at the farm. After collecting the eggs, where did they put the eggs? Mama D, feel free. Mm-hmm.
The farmer's wife.
The farmer's. Thank you very much. Wow. Thank you for trying. Mm-hmm. That is his suggestion. Another one. Did they take the eggs to the farmer's wife?
Yes.
The farmer's wife. Directly the farmer's wife?
Oh.
Uh-huh. I want another person to try. Mpaji.
Mm-hmm. In the kitchen.
To the
kitchen.
All of you?
To the kitchen.
When the eggs were in the kitchen, mm-hmm, what else? What happened?
The eggs said,
Before the egg saying, before that, what happened?
They took the eggs to the farmer's
wife. Very good. They took and gave the eggs to the farmer's
wife.
The farmer's
wife.
Tony, what was the next after giving the eggs to the farmer's wife?
She fried them.
She fried
them.
If she fried
them.
After the other action of making?
Them.
Eh?
Them.
After the other action of making?
Them.
Mm-hmm. Now you are seeing this letter of ours here. Which letter name is this?
E.
Letter name?
E.
Letter name?
E.
Letter sound?
E.
Letter sound?
E.
Letter sound?
E.
Letter sound?
E.
Action. Good. Stand up and action, 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 action. Tell me, show me the action. It is? It is? It is? It is? First, listen to me. Eggs in the pan. Eggs in the pan. Eggs in the pan. Crack the egg like this. Eggs in the pan. Eggs in the pan. Eggs in the pan. Crack the egg like this. For example, when I'm teaching a letter, like letter sh, I begin by giving that letter name, of which is S. After giving the letter name, then I sound it. After sounding that letter, then I form the formation. Its formation, how is it informed? Then they give the formation. After giving me the information, then they give me the action. The action of it can be sh. Can be this one or the snake. After that, then I tend to bring stories connected to that sound, like either a rhyme, a riddle, or a story. Now a rhyme could be listen to the snake, that is the sound it makes. Again, that is the movement. Whenever a kid listens to that, even if you ask, they just say, "Sss, that is sound." Sss. After that, even it can be accompanied by its formation of writing, forming it in air, everywhere. After that, then I bring in words, blending words written that. I bring in a tongue twister. She shells on the seashore again. She shells on the seashores. All those are related to the other sound. After then, I create a song related to that same sound.
What a wonderful initiative. Do you think you can implement these fun activities in your classroom? The key thing to do is to always be aware of the four spectrums of play, your left hand, and the five characteristics of play, your right hand, in every fun, playful learning activity. Remember those? Not to worry. Let's do a quick summary of the four fingers on your left hand that represent spectrum of play. The first finger represents free play. The next finger is guided play. The third finger is games. And the fourth finger is direct instruction. Any activity that matches one of the four types above is a playful activity. Now put your right hand out in front of you. Look at the five fingers. This hand will represent the five characteristics of play. Your thumb is joyful. Your next finger is meaningful. Your third finger is actively engaging. Your next finger is iterative. Your last finger is socially interactive.
What is driven within children to tell? One is cooperation. Two, interaction. Three, sharing and knowing to how to relate with one another.
How do you know that your children are learning from this activity?
I make a follow-up, especially during after classes, even outside classroom setting, like in break time. I take some time to move around during break, and I know their weaknesses and their strong points, and you know who is harsh. From that day, I call again, I cancel. We agreed on this. In the morning, what did we say? Teacher, you told us to be polite. Teacher, you told us to be kind. And I said, at least that one has been given. On a daily basis, I give it a time.
Are there changes that you've seen in the children that you can say this activity is working?
Yeah, there are changes of now working together, respecting one another, honoring one another. In case one of them gets a problem, at least they know where to go, instead of fighting, instead of harassing one another. They come, teacher, our friend is having a problem, so you take care. Teacher, this one is harsh. Teacher, this one abused me, And you know that at least you have controlled that temper within themselves.
What are you planning on doing next?
Planning to teach and making you play as a first priority, whichever lesson, at any time, so that I capture these children's attention and interest toward the school learning setting.
How would you suggest to other teachers to adapt play in their subjects, in how they teach?
When I qualified, I just knew I had a fixed mindset that I'm supposed to teach only on the blackboard setting. But one, I would advise my fellow teachers to utilize the environment. We have so many things about our environment which we can involve in play. Two, I'm just requesting them not to be tied up in their schools. At least their adventure, other institutions, other schools, other areas where they can get knowledge to add on what they have. You know, whenever you move from one place to another, so many things you tend to learn from your friends. And even primary teachers, we are always very caught up within our schools. Let primary teachers visit nursery classes, nursery schools, those who good kindergarten schools, they have so many things we can adopt from them. One, like material making, and of which we need them. And even those nursery teachers, there are things which are having, which should be transitioned within our classes. We need them in P1, P2, P3, P4, P5, up to P7. Even those children in P7, they enjoy play like that. If you're involved in play, you see the teaching going on, But this business of driving them in the book, see, prep, see, night, what, come back, that thing tends to impact something onto their brain. Yeah. Lastly, teachers, whenever they hear of any workshop, any training, please, I'm just requesting them, let them go. Whenever you go in a training, you never come as you are. At least you would have added on. However small it is, it adds on value onto what you have. Most of them, what I have discovered, they tend to grasp the concept so fast than when I could use theory. Because some even to an extent were asking, teacher, do you have a song? Teacher, do you have a tongue twister? Knowing that they are faster now than me, knowing the next step. But if I was totally based on a blackboard, I could not get that. And I was evaluating myself. I told children, this is the end of our lesson. Anyone who is having a view? In fact, one kid said, teacher, he's one of the new boys. Teacher, your lesson has been so tricky, with so many tricks. And in fact, I gave a vote of thanks for that kind of observation. That meant that where he was, they were not there. He's a new boy. Now he's getting back to know that everything within the environment is beneficial to their living.
In our next episode of the Learning Through Play audio course, we jet out to a different country and get to play as we learn. You wouldn't want to miss it. Till next time, enjoy learning. Join me in our next episode to learn more about learning through play.
And so we learn through play.